we have a special offer for Issues Etc. Reformation Club members. If you join or upgrade your membership in our monthly or annual giving program during January or February, we'll add the new Concordia Psalter to the list of current membership benefits. T-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran congregation. You can find out the benefits of being an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Or contact Craig, 618-223-8385, or Craig at issuesetc.org. Join or upgrade your membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in January or February, and we'll send you the new Concordia Psalter along with your other premiums. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
I wouldn't be where I am today without Jesus. You know, Jesus is my all. He's my everything. I'm not perfect by any means. You know, I try to do the things the right way. I try to live righteous. But I'm a constant, you know, work in progress. And we all are, you know, and nobody's perfect. And that's the amazing thing about Jesus is, you know, he takes you for who you are, you know. And so, you know, for me, you know, it's just giving him all the glory.
That is Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson talking about his Christian faith in a recent interview. And, you know, it's not uncommon to find the big names in professional sports making a bold witness when the microphone is put in front of them, either there or after or before a game. Now, the biggest game of all, at least in American sports, arguably, is coming up this Sunday, the Super Bowl. And there are going to be a lot of Christians and religious people not only playing, but also in attendance and even more watching. Not a few prayers said, maybe by those players whose careers may, in fact, largely hinge upon the success or the failure here. You can really make a career with a Super Bowl ring. As they say, it's nice to have a ring. It kind of carries you through life, and it can do a lot for you. You don't blame a guy sitting in the locker room before the biggest game of his life or one of the biggest games of his life for getting down on his knees and praying and asking God to help him do his best and maybe even asking God to help his team win. Does God care? Does God determine the outcome of the Super Bowl? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon. It's January the 30th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be doing a little open lines after a conversation with Dan Cox, Director of Research for Public Religion Research Institute based in Washington, D.C., on what Americans think about the outcome of the Super Bowl and sports when it comes to God. The question for you, does God determine the outcome of that game or any game? Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio with answer to that question, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to answer your question for your thoughts on whether or not God decides the winner of the Super Bowl and whether he will on Sunday. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can also send us a tweet at issuesetc. A little bit later, after open lines on the question of God determining the Super Bowl, Dr. Terry Mortensen will join us. We're going to talk about a new Pew Research survey on evolution and the Big Bang Theory. Chris Roseborough will be our guest for a weekly series with him this week in Pop American Christianity. And since it is Friday, we will be playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in the last half hour of the program. We'll play four soundbites, you listen, and then your vote will determine which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you go to our Facebook fan page, you'll find space there also where you can vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in advance. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We will also be giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That's the last half hour of the program. Before we take your calls and your comments on whether or not God determines the future of the Super Bowl, whether he determines the outcome and the winner of the Super Bowl, let's talk with Dan Cox. He's Director of Research for Public Religion Research Institute based in Washington, D.C. Dan, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me.
What did you guys discover in the course of your survey about the, well, I'm going to call it kind of the Sunday morning competition between football and church attendance?
Sure. Well, we ask, you know, on any given Sunday, you know, which are you more likely to be in church, to be watching football, to be doing both, or to be doing neither? And we found that a quarter of Americans told us they'd be more likely to be in church than watching football, while 18% said the opposite, that they'd be more likely to be watching the game. But another quarter said they'd be doing both. They would be both watching church and or be in church and watching football. But a third, one in three Americans, said they wouldn't be doing either on Sunday. So we find a pretty sort of even spread with people saying they'd be more likely to be in church, more likely to be watching football, or doing both.
How did that break down between kind of the various ways of slicing the pie, men and women, the other ways that your survey took apart those numbers?
So perhaps not surprisingly, we found that men were somewhat more likely to report that they'd be watching football on Sunday than women. And interestingly, young Americans, so this is folks that are under the age of 30, were more likely to say that they'd be doing neither. So we found some interesting generational differences there as well. And we also found interesting racial differences, with African Americans more likely to say that they'd be in church than watching the game.
Do we see here, I mean, how would you, what kind of headline or tagline would you write about the way that the average American on any given Sunday is torn between, if he is torn between, watching football or going to church? How would you summarize it?
Yeah, so I mean, I think if sort of one takeaway from this poll, it's that, you know, in the U.S., religion and sports are both really important. You know, we're a country where 80% of the population identifies with some particular faith tradition, and where more than 6 in 10 Americans say they're a fan of a particular sports team. And, you know, while some Americans say that they're more likely to be in church, there's a lot of people who say they'd be, you know, more likely to be watching football than being in church on Sundays. So, you know, there's, you know, a lot of sort of divided loyalties. And, you know, I think that's sort of telling that, you know, this is, you know, what it is to be, you know, Americans. Like, you know, we are interested in sports. Religion is really important to us. And sometimes we've got to pick between the two.
Let's talk a little bit about what you discovered in the course of your survey on the issue of God's or the perceived role of God in football. What did you discover there generally?
Yeah, so we've been conducting this poll for a couple of years now, and we found pretty consistently that about a quarter of Americans believe that God plays a role in determining the outcome of sporting events, so about 1 in 4. And that's been pretty consistent over the past couple of years.
Does it? Did you ask anything specific about whether God plays a role in the big games like the playoffs or the Super Bowl, or is it just generally across the board Sunday to Sunday?
We asked generally, just sporting events in general, so whether that's, you know, the game where you're watching your kid play Pee Wee football or whether it's the Super Bowl. We didn't specify the differences between the type of sporting events.
How did it break down into beliefs about in what specific ways God affects the outcome of the game, like how he deals with whether or not he is favorable to players who are Christians or something along those lines? How would you describe the results?
Yeah, so we found that most Americans, so 53% of the public, believe that God rewards athletes who have faith with good health and success, where a minority of the public disagrees to that. And we found, you know, Catholics, minority Protestants were particularly likely to believe in this. So roughly 2/3 of Catholics and minority Protestants said that God rewarded faithful athletes.
So the picture there is of what's kind of sizable minorities of people saying God cares about how the players play and how the teams perform.
Yeah, so for the one about, you know, for God rewarding athletes, that's a majority. 53% believe that. And actually, it's even higher among people who are sports fans. So it's 56% of sports fans believe that God rewards faithful athletes versus only 45% of people who aren't fans. So for people who are fans, they're much more likely to see God playing a role in the outcome of these events.
Was there a difference between men and women on that particular issue of, or on the two issues, that God rewards faithful athletes and that God in some way cares about the outcome of games between men and women?
Right, yeah. So there aren't huge differences on those questions. Women in general are more likely to perceive a role for God in determining the outcome. So it's 31% of women say that they see God playing a role versus 22% of men. So it's a modest difference, with women a little bit more likely, which is probably attributable to the fact that women tend to be a little bit more religious on a host of different measures, to be more engaged in various types of worship activities and to say religion is more salient in their life.
How did the how did it break down between, you might have mentioned this before, but how did it break down between Catholics and Protestants?
So overall, we found that Catholics tended to be a little bit higher across these measures, but what we really saw, not so much of a Catholic-Protestant divide as a racial divide on a lot of these questions, with African Americans and Latinos much more likely to see, you know, a hidden hand at work than white Americans. So, for instance, 43% of African Americans, 36% of Latinos said God plays a role in determining the outcome of sporting events, compared to only 19% of white Americans. So there's really a pretty stark division there by race.
How did all of this compare to this category that we're kind of learning more about, and is obviously, at least though it's a small category, is growing rather rapidly, the religiously unaffiliated? How did they compare with kind of the general Christian population in terms of these questions?
Right, yeah. So the unaffiliated is an interesting group. It's important, you know, for your viewers to know that these folks aren't all atheists. So these are folks who say that they don't have any particular religion, but, you know, a large portion of them are believers of one sort or another, despite the fact that they don't have any formal religious commitments. So we found 27% of people who are religiously unaffiliated still believe that God rewards athletes who have faith with good health and success. And so that's, you know, not a majority by any case, but it's, you know, a significant number of a group that's not very religious.
So, in recap, what percentage of Americans, according to your research, probably think that God will have a hand in this Sunday's Super Bowl in some form or another?
So, yeah, so 1 in 4 Americans believe that God plays a role in determining outcomes, and 53%, a majority of Americans, say that God rewards athletes who have faith with good health and success on the field.
Dan Cox is Director of Research for Public Religion Research Institute, based in Washington, D.C. You can read their new survey at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dan, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, you've heard the data there. I want to hear from you. Do you think that God will determine Sunday's Super Bowl winner? Now, there's kind of a nuanced layer here. Some people, a quarter of Americans, say, yes, he will pick the winner of the Super Bowl or any given game. 53% has a more nuanced viewpoint, and that is that God rewards the individual athletes who have faith with both health and this is where it plays into the Super Bowl, success on the field. So they tend to win more if they have faith. At least 53% of Americans think so. What do you think? Will God determine Sunday Super Bowl winner? It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. live this Friday afternoon, January the 30th. Your answer to that question, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or leave your answer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your answer to that question, does God determine Sunday Super Bowl winner, after this? Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
Lord God, thou hast made me a pastor and teacher in the church. Pastors know they aren't perfect, but they are to be cherished and supported. Learn more at acelc.net and register for our next conference on the unbiblical removal of pastors from the office of the ministry, February 10th through 12th in Kansas City, Missouri. Pastors aren't perfect, but they are a gift from God. Learn how you can support them at acelc.net. I will certainly bring it all to destruction.
Essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoda, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois. The Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming, Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana, Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. IssuesETC.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300. It's Open Lines Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, January the 30th. The question I have laid out for you, now that we've heard the research and the data of what Americans believe about God and the Super Bowl, namely that a quarter of Americans believe that God does determine the outcome of the Super Bowl. He picks the winner, so to speak. 53% of Americans may not believe that, but they do believe that God rewards athletes that have faith with both good health and success on the field, which to me might equate to the same thing. The more faithful the team is going to win, because God will reward that with success on the field, I would assume that would mean a Super Bowl win, or at least a winning season, if not a Super Bowl win. What do you think about it? Does God determine Sunday's Super Bowl winner? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your answer to that question. Include your city and state. talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for your answer to the question, will God determine Sunday's Super Bowl winner? Facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. A little bit later in the program, Dr. Terry Mortensen will join us. We'll talk about new Pew Research survey on evolution and the Big Bang Theory. Chris Roseborough will join us for This Week in Pop American Christianity, and then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number for your answer to the question, will God determine Sunday's Super Bowl winner? And phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Jeremy has this to say: I'm not sure how he couldn't determine the winner. Depending on which team wins, modify so many variables in people's lives that future events would be modified for many. Not sure how God could leave anything to chance. Will we know his reasons? No. Can we understand his purpose outside his revealed purpose to give given in the scriptures? No. However, says Jeremy, I am certain he is no hands-off observer. So Jeremy says, well, he determines all things, and therefore he's even going to determine this, just given the fact that this affects careers, lives, livelihoods of hundreds, thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of people. Do you agree or disagree that God, in effect, does pick the winner of Sunday's Super Bowl? 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet @IssuesETC, or leave your answer to the question, your thoughts and comments at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Suzanne says, interesting, this comment comes from a Seahawk, from Seahawks territory. A group of us couldn't bring ourselves to actually pray for our team to win the NFC Championship, so we decided maybe it would be okay to pray for the team with the humblest quarterback to win. Well, there might be a fair bet there with Russell Wilson, who seems to be just a delightful young man and an outspoken Christian. Does that make a difference? The guy who's holding the ball is a Christian. He's been doing his fair share of praying. I'm sure his family's prayed for him. The fans are praying for him. Does that make any difference in the outcome of the Super Bowl? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Our in-studio email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or you can send us a tweet @IssuesETC. Let's see what Bob has to say. Bob is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Bob.
Well, first of all, whether God determines it or not, of course, could not just apply to the Super Bowl. But Ephesians 1:11 says God foreordains whatever comes to pass. Am I gone again?
No, we're still with you. So,
oh, okay.
So summarize that for us, if you would.
Well, God holds us responsible, but he is in control of all things, right?
Absolutely.
Ephesians 1:11 says that God has foreordained whatever comes to pass. but he certainly doesn't set aside secondary causes. Like if you want to have a child, get married, and do the act of marriage. So God's completely sovereign, but we're still responsible. And on the other hand, the race is not always to the swift, is it?
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought about that one. Bob, thank you very much. Sally has this to say. Oh, for sure, he will decide who wins. It will go to the team with the strongest faith, the one who believes, because this is their time. Now, how often have you seen people gathered there on the field, and it happens even at the Super Bowl? Well, not the whole team, but the better part of the team will gather there, bowed heads there in prayer to God. Now, some of them are praying, we want to win. You never underestimate the will of an athlete to win. They want to win, and they'll just honestly pray to God, we want the win, please give it to us. And they may even say, I'm just trusting God for this win. I've practiced, I've done everything I can do up to this point. At this point, all I can do is get out there, play my best, and trust God for the win. Your career is on the line in some cases. You've done well to get to the Super Bowl, but having the ring makes a difference for your future career, for your income, for all of those things you're hoping for as a professional athlete. Your careers are short, and you'd like to see it as successful as it can be in the few years that you have there to play in the limelight. And so I got to say, if I were in their shoes, I'd be praying every day for winning games, winning seasons, and winning Super Bowls if I ever made it there. They thank God for the win. They thank God for making it to the Super Bowl, for a winning season, all of those things, right? And I don't think we can fault them for doing that. The Christian players who say, look, this is my vocation. And just like anyone would pray for safety, success, a good outcome to what they do from 9 to 5, we're going to do the same. Now, it is quite true that God determines all things and that nothing, not even the hairs of our head, go unnumbered by him. As Jesus says, the smallest thing, or at least the smallest thing in our perception, say the death of a single sparrow, does not occur without God's permission. It's on his list of things that he concerns himself with. He concerns himself with feeding not only all the people who profit from the Super Bowl, who make their living that way, the advertisers, everyone else. He concerns himself with feeding the birds of the field that just run around like, well, chickens with their heads still on. And he still feeds them. They don't even toil or spin. And he feeds them solely out of his mercy. So nothing escapes God's attention and nothing escapes his will. The difference that we would draw, and I think one of our listeners has already here, is between God's revealed will and his hidden will. And while God in some mysterious way may make all things work together for one outcome or another on the Super Bowl, we can never know why or what his purpose is there, at least not on this side of the resurrection. And I think on the far side of the resurrection, we're not going to care that much about such things. But in his hidden will, he determines all things. And this is a mystery beyond telling because, of course, a lot of things that happen in this world are not God's will. Just think of your everyday life, how often you sin, and that is not God's will that you sin, but you do. So God's will, his hidden will, remains a profound mystery. I don't think he's up there watching the game, rooting for one side or the other. I don't think that any more than he watches your life rooting for you. God is not an observer of your life. He is the source of your life. Now, as to his revealed will, that is a certainty. Now, it may not be what all the information you want out of life as to what God's revealed will is, but what he has revealed for certain. Sometimes the parameters are kind of general. God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That doesn't say what's going to happen to you tomorrow. That doesn't say whether you're going to get the job or lose the job or whether your wife with cancer is going to live or die. It doesn't say any of those things. It just says, in effect, trust him. Trust him for Christ's sake. Now, that kind of makes the narrowness of God's revealed will, it has a center. There's a center to the bullseye there. And the center of that bullseye is his will revealed at the cross with the death of his son. How much do we know about what God wants for us by simply seeing that one event as the center, not just of human history, but of your history, your life as well? We know that in the death of his son, he is merciful to sinners. He forgives sins. He has punished sins once and for all, and that means for all who call upon Christ, their sins can never be punished again in them. It means that he is determined to save the world through the death of his son. And it means that every little detail of your life that you worry over, well, isn't worth worrying over. What does Jesus say? Do not be anxious about anything. Your Father, who knows everything that you need, already knows what you need and has determined to provide for you through Jesus Christ. Again, back to the center of the bullseye. We're standing at the center of all the things that we don't know about God's will is the one thing that we do know, and that it pleased him to cause his own son to suffer for the sins of the world that we and the whole world might be saved. Now, that's not going to tell you who wins Sunday. Doesn't have to tell you who wins Sunday. You know what? God likes sometimes just to surprise us with what he has planned for the future. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new Pew Research survey on evolution and the Big Bang. Dr. Terry Mortensen will be our guest. We have a special offer for Issues Etc. Reformation Club members. If you join or upgrade your membership in our monthly or annual giving program during January or February, we'll add the new Concordia Psalter to the list of current membership benefits. T-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran congregation. You can find out the benefits of being an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Or contact Craig, 618-223-8385, or Craig at issuesetc.org. Join or upgrade your membership in the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in January or February, and we'll send you the new Concordia Psalter along with your other premiums. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Hello, I'm Pastor Daniel Quinn, Senior Pastor of Living Word Lutheran Church, The Woodlands, Texas, inviting you to join us for divine service on Sundays at 8:15 or 11 a.m., Living Word is located at 9500 North Panther Creek Drive in the Woodlands, a community about 30 miles north of Houston. That's Living Word Lutheran Church, where we proclaim the living word of Christ, that all who hear may walk in newness of life.
You can sing and recite the church's hymn book, the Psalms, using modern English and new musical settings in the new Concordia Psalter. Check it out at issuesetc.org. Or you can purchase the Concordia Psalter by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Make the Concordia Psalter part of your devotional life this year. 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, the new Concordia Psalter.
Producing 10 hours of live talk radio every week from a 500-square-foot office in Collinsville, Illinois, you're listening to Issues Etc.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, coordinator for stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship, lcms.org/stewardship.